I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This podcast is made possible thanks to Black Ballads membership community. To find out how to join our community of professionally ambitious, socially conscious, and culturally curious Black women, visit the link in our show notes. Our second bonus episode of Black Ballad Presents The Survival Guide. In this bite-sized edition, Chioma Fanawopo asks us parents, how well do we know our children? Chioma is the mother of two boys and an award-winning youth and well-being practitioner. She has a background in education and is also a parent coach, advocating for parents because she recognises that as much as young people need support, their parents do too. Chioma had some gems to share that I definitely wanted to pass on, even if the audio from our conversation isn't the clearest. So bear with us, because it's worth it.
Key thing is knowing yourself, working through your trauma, knowing your child as well. I have been running, myself and a colleague, the school nurse, we've been running a six-week parenting workshop. One of the things we talked about are parenting styles. It's really important as parents we understand our styles. So there are four styles. There is the authoritarian parent, which I think a lot of African parents be like, I'm the adult, not the child. You do as I say, you do what I say. And there's also the pessimistic parent who anything goes, like that child rules the roast, really, rules the home. And I think of the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, of some of those children that was really spoiled, and they were like, Daddy, I want a squirrel, I want everything, I want this, I want that. That's a possessive parent that anything goes for. And then you've also got the uninvolved parent who's like, I'm just your parent. I provide a roof over your head. I provide clothes for you to wear. And then I'm just uninvolved. I'm too busy. I'm providing for you, I'm making ends meet, I don't have time to get involved with you. Now, that kind of parent means that later on, you will not have that relationship with your child. You're too busy. So really for me, the best form is really just the whole authoritative. So it doesn't mean that you are really harsh, but they're clear boundaries. Children understand boundaries. They understand, hey, you are allowed to be yourself and speak your mind, but there are also boundaries. And actually, if we can build a relationship with them when they're younger, it makes it easier as they transition into teenagers and into adulthood. And I always say children will be themselves somewhere. They're either themselves at home or they'll be themselves at school. And if you create a safe environment at home, then they can be themselves at home and you will know who they are at home.
Parenting can often feel like this high-stakes, high-pressure project where you can't afford to get things wrong because someone's life is at stake. Whether it's getting them into the right schools, ensuring they don't become a statistic, a phrase often only used for people from working-class and minoritarized backgrounds. Advancing adolescence can be daunting, but don't worry, Chioma's here with some words of wisdom.
I think the most important thing I would say is, as parents, what is our parenting goal? Because I really believe that as parents, we have this goal about, in 5 years' time, I want to buy a car, I want to move house, I want to do this. But how many of us actually have our goals? And ultimately, what legacy do we want to leave for our children? Because when we think about legacy, we always think about leaving them a property or leaving them money. But actually, our legacy is also what values have we instilled in them? So have we taught them about financial literacy? Have we taught them how to save, how to budget? Have we taught them communication, how to express themselves? You know, have we taught them how to bond and spend time together, that they're really valuable and they matter to us? So I think the first thing is that the teenage stage is difficult, but it's only a season. And once you have a good relationship with your child, you will go through a bleep, but it will come out knowing that ultimately they're loved for 15 minutes. I always say, as parents, if we can dedicate 15 minutes every day to one child, by the end of the week, or even by the end of 5 days, you've actually spent 75 minutes with them. Because sometimes I think as parents, we say, we're too busy, I don't have time. But surely you've got 15 minutes every day. So even if that 15 minutes, you're like, this is your time, son or daughter. This is your uninterrupted time with me. No phones, no distractions. We're just going to spend quality time. You know, you're teaching them about love, that love saves time. You know what? Sometimes our children don't need the latest toy or the latest gadget or the this, but what they need is love, acceptance, affirmation, and quality time with them without any distractions.
If you're interested in learning more from Chioma, check our show notes for links to her social media. She has links to videos from workshops she's hosted and features on other podcasts available for you to take a deep dive into her work. Did you enjoy this bite-sized edition of The Survival Guide? Well, you have to go and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if you did. Share this with a parent, you know it might help. And let us know what you've thought about the second season of Black Ballad Presents The Survival Guide. This has been a Black Ballad production. The theme music is by Darrell Banks.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.